You are listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops, on hoopfeed.com.
Hi, everybody. It's David Siegel welcoming you to this next section of the Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on hoopfeed.com each week. Now, we are talking about the student-athlete, and the student part of the student-athlete is something that a lot of people don't get to see. You see them on the court, but you don't realize how much they put into the off-the-court activities, and then sometimes you don't identify with some of these people as people, that they're just basketball players. Now, I will tell you that my next guest I've really been looking forward to talking to, because one of my favorite conversations while covering Connecticut basketball was in the middle of a Thanksgiving Day tournament where the Huskies had played particularly poorly in the first game. And it was just one of those things that, you know, I was in the back, and I had a great conversation with Heather Buck at that point about the types of stuffing that they have at the Thanksgiving table at her house. And we were interrupted by one of the reporters coming up and saying, "So I'm sure that Dave just told you that Gino said this is the worst game he's ever seen." And I just had to point, no, actually, we were talking stuffing. So it's a pleasure to welcome Heather Buck to Dishin' and Swishin'. Heather, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So it's been a long time since that tournament. Now, at least, Thanksgiving in the Virgin Islands has to be a little bit better than playing in a little tournament at UConn, isn't it?
It is certainly different. It depends on your definition of better. It's warmer and sunnier, and you get a better tan, but certainly the Thanksgiving dinner isn't as good.
And I know how much you like, after that conversation, I know how much you love your family cooking and the family gathering. I'm sure that was something that you missed.
Yeah, I mean, we all did. We all really enjoy, those of us who are close by, getting to go home and have Thanksgiving with our families before we played in that tournament at Temple. And then everyone else will either join in and head to someone's home or go to Coach's home. And it's one of the really nice things. Coach opens up his home for us on Thanksgiving for anyone who can't get home, and gives them a nice Thanksgiving dinner there. But it was nice to be all together and have that trip all as a group.
Can you believe it that it's the end of 5 years coming up and that senior night is this weekend?
I really can't. Every season it feels like goes quicker and quicker than the last year. You're a freshman, and it looks like you've got your whole career ahead of you, and it's going to take forever, and then all of a sudden you look up, and it's 3 days from senior night. It's a lot of emotions. It's been a great 5 years.
My money's on Caroline for being the big crier, am I right?
We'll be competing for that. Yeah. It depends. I can get really emotional, or I can hold it together. It kind of depends on the day. So we'll see.
Like everything else, I'm sure your parents will have a big influence on that. If you look over at Mom and she's starting to tear up, that's going to be it, huh?
Well, my mom's certainly going to lose it. I already know that. My mom, you know, we always joke that you walk into a theater and turn off the lights and my mom starts crying. So I know that she'll be crying. And so maybe I won't look at Mom so much, look more at Dad.
Well, I wanted to talk about the student part of the student athlete, as I mentioned. And, you know, Heather, you have been, you know, honored every semester for 3.0 or better, and you are a nursing student. And just so everybody knows, Heather's actually at the hospital right now taking a break in participating in this interview.
I knew from my junior year of high school that I wanted to do nursing, and so it was one of those things that I came into college, and I was looking at schools knowing that that was something that I wanted to do. It was a kind of a big decision to talk, you know, talking with my parents, like, do I really want to try and make this all work at the same time, doing basketball and nursing? And they said, well, like, it's up to you. You can do it, and we certainly believe in you that you can make this work. If you want to just go to school and get a different degree and then go back to school and get your nursing degree, that would be fine, and we'll figure out a way to make that work. But I just felt like I could do it. I was up for the challenge. So it's taken a lot of creative scheduling, and everyone in the nursing program and everyone, all of the coaches and all of my teammates have always been very supportive of me. So as a team, we've made it work, and not just the 11 players team, the team including all of the coaches and everyone in nursing.
Give our listeners some idea just about what an average day, what goes into an average day for you as a nursing student and basketball player.
Well, it depends on the day, but twice a week I have clinicals. So I usually try and schedule those for, it just happens that Wednesdays are usually our off days. So I try and schedule them for an off day so that I can get a bunch of hours in. I don't have to leave early. But I'm up at 5 and leaving at, 5-ish, depending on how many times I can use my alarm. Up at 5, leaving at 6, and in the hospital ready to work at 7. And then I'll stay for either up until I have to leave to get to practice, and I'll drive straight from the hospital in, park in the garage, run in, change, and get out on the court, or I'm here until like 5 or 6, trying to just get in hours and learn and really gain as much experience as I can. So those are my clinical days, and then I have right now, this year is a little bit lighter because it is my 5th year, and we have spread things out a bit. So I only have one day of classes on campus. So I have my class day, 2 clinical days, and then some other days to kind of catch up on everything and take care of things on campus. If we're traveling, those days. And games are usually weekends and other days. So it gets pretty busy, but by this time in my career, I'm into a good routine, and it doesn't feel like it's as busy anymore.
Now, how many years are required for the nursing to complete the nursing program? Will you be done at the end of this year, or do you have more time after this?
No, I will be done. I will graduate with a bachelor's in nursing, and then I just have to take it's called the NCLEX exam, and that's the licensing exam for nursing. So I'll take that over the summer, and then I will be a registered nurse. The UConn program is a 4-year program, but after I redshirted my freshman year, from the mono, we knew that I was going to have this 5th year, so we just made it. We thought this would be a lot more manageable to spread out the clinical part. So the way nursing school works is you have 2 years of preclinical requirements, and that's like your anatomy and physiology and all your lab sciences, your chemistry, all kinds of those classes. And you do those in 2 years, and then you do 2 years of clinical rotations. And that's where you're out in the hospital and really gaining that workplace experience and applying all those things that you learned in the first 2 years.
Is a hospital where you would like to originally, at least initially, focus on your career?
Yeah, it definitely is. I've always said that I wanted to work in either an ER or in pediatrics. So this year we actually combined them. So in the fall I was in the pediatric emergency department at a children's hospital here in Hartford. And now I've been moved up to a floor in the same hospital. So I've got to spend the whole year in one hospital. It's a children's hospital, and it's a great place to be. I've really enjoyed my time here. And hopefully I will be working here in the fall where I have to work on my application. But the plan...
For people that don't know, that aren't in this area, the Connecticut Children's Hospital is renowned and is a phenomenal hospital. And that's obviously something that I know that you are very much involved in. I've read, articles in the past, especially about, your time during the summer working with the Paul Newman hole-in-the-wall game camp, too.
Yeah. I was volunteering there last summer because I was still working out and getting ready for this season. It was a little bit, hectic, the schedule there. I was just kind of going in whenever I had some free time. So I would go up to school for a couple of, it's only 15 minutes from school, so I'd go up to school for a couple of days and then work out with the girls, and then go over to camp for a couple of days and help out there, and then head home and spend some time with my mom because I didn't have any classes, and work out and be home with my mom. So I kind of had a little rotation going. And then I've applied to work there this summer, so hopefully that'll happen. That's kind of my plan is graduate, fingers crossed I'll have a position at camp this summer, and then we're hoping to find a position someplace here at the Children's Hospital for me.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm sure that they will be lucky to have you and your demeanor. There's no question about that. So let me ask you, you've now played Baylor 3 years. Does it get tougher or easier when you look at the games and see the outcome? Do you look at that team? I mean, do you feel that this year's team was more ripe to be taken or versus last year's? Or how do you look at that in hindsight?
Well, and actually, we have played them 4 years because we played them in the Final Four down in San Antonio.
You're right. I stand corrected.
So they have definitely improved and. You know, I believe they have six seniors this year, and it really, they've grown together and learned a lot, and you can really see that they've played together a lot by the way that they just communicate and move out on the court and the way that, you know, the whole team works together. But I definitely, you know, you can see the improvement in them and how strong they are right now as a group. And, you know, they've been some really tough games the last 3 years, some really, you know, nail-biters, which are fun, and they're what we all, I think, as players, really look forward to is those big games where you really got to play your heart out, see what happens after that.
Having come so close this year, and you saying that they correctly stated that they have so many seniors and stuff, does that give you further encouragement going into possibly facing them in the tournament, the fact that you were so close and your team is still coming together?
Yeah, I think it does, you know. I think that this game the other night was a good indication of what do we need to work on. And, you know, they're the kind of team that you play your game and you say, all right, these are things that we did well, and these are things that we can really improve on. And it's a game that really gives you an opportunity to see what those areas are. And so I think that moving forward, we have a good sense of what things we'll be looking to improve.
With the short minutes that you get on a crowded bench,
mm-hmm.
I know that when my daughter has played sports, I have a senior in high school, it's harder for me than it is for her. Is it harder for your parents in these circumstances, having you this close to home and having access to all of the games? Is it harder for them, do you think, than it is for you?
I do, actually. I do think it is. You know, it's one thing when you're in high school because your parents are there all the time. You know, they're bringing you to practice, dropping you off at the bus. They're doing all those things, and they're a lot more involved in the whole process, and they're a lot more kind of in sync with everything that's going on, I want to say. And it's not that, like, I mean, obviously I talk to my parents all the time, and they're at all the games and all those kinds of things, but there's a little bit more, they're more removed from what's going on with the team than in high school. And so it's harder, I think, for them because, you know, I'm there every day. I know what's going on, and I understand what my role is and how I contribute. And I think that it's harder as a parent when you're not there every day. You're not there being, you know, around, not necessarily around practice. Like, my parents were never in the gym when we were practicing in high school, but, you know, they would hear me talk when I was coming home from practice every day. And they don't, you know, they don't have that anymore. And so it is a little more difficult for them because that's not the role that they're used to seeing me in either. And so it is a difficult adjustment, I think, for a parent. But, you know, they understand that this isn't obviously the role that I don't think anyone really thought that I would fill for this team, but this has become my role. And they see that I am accepting of that and that I'm happy to contribute in whatever way it is that the team asks me to and the coaches ask me to. And so because I'm happy with it and I'm okay with it, they are more happy.
Did you always look at college as a means to the degree as your future, or were you a person that thought you wanted to play professionally as you were older?
When you're growing up, your expectation of yourself, I think, as a kid when you're playing. And so, absolutely, even up through high school and when I was beginning college, I thought that my goal was to go to college and I would have a degree and I would continue to play for as long as I possibly could. And then when I was done playing, then I would have this degree. So it's kind of a little bit of a combination where, yes, I was going to school to play and to get as good as I possibly could and to then continue playing after college. But I also understand that, you know, basketball doesn't go on forever. Eventually, your body doesn't last forever when you're putting those demands on it. And so at a certain point, you do have to stop playing. And so I knew that I was going to school to become the best player I could be, but also to get the education that I would need later in life.
Any regrets? Any thoughts of ever have any thoughts of transferring to another Connecticut-based school? Because like somebody like Rosati, I know, would have probably loved to have had you at Hartford.
No, never. And staying in Connecticut wasn't even. I didn't choose to go to UConn because it was in Connecticut and I wanted to stay close to home. I chose to go to Connecticut because I thought it was the best opportunity for me to learn and grow as a player and to really improve. And it was a group of people that I wanted to be associated with and to be a part of. Those were the kind of girls who I wanted to be around all the time. I never thought of leaving. There were moments where I was very frustrated, and there were times where it was trying of, physically, mentally,
sure.
In every way. But I never thought of transferring. This was what I set out to do, and so I adjusted my goal, I guess. And said, all right, well, if that's not the role that I am going to fill here, what role am I going to fill here? And I found a different role that I could fill.
Well, I will tell you, on this weekend, on senior night, between you, Caroline, and Kelly, there is no question that this will go down as one of the most popular groups of people departing from the program. And I think that you will absolutely hear the adoration that the Connecticut faithful has for you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day. A sad one and a happy one and a lot of things, but definitely a great day.
And then cutting down the nets in New Orleans?
that's the goal, hopefully. We never say that that's what we're doing. I'm superstitious like that, hopefully. That's the plan.
Well, sounds good. I certainly don't want to break that superstition. So, Heather, thanks again for your time today. Congratulations on really a terrific career in all facets, and I mean that totally, both on and off the court. I mean, there is a lot to be done in making a program like Connecticut what it is, and it takes people on and off the court putting in 100% effort. There's no question that you do that both academically and athletically. And Connecticut has been lucky to have you for 5 years.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
This is Chelsea Gray from the Duke Blue Devils, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin'.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops on Hoop Feed each week. And I'm your host, David Siegel. And we're talking about the student and the student athlete. In addition to being talented athletes that we see on the court and enjoy their exploits there, you know, people sometimes forget that these great individuals are also students, and they're not just machines on the court. And to that end, I'm pleased to welcome Duke star forward Haley Peters with me right now. Hi, Haley. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure. Now, Haley, you know, one thing that right away has to get mentioned when we talk about you is the academic All-American levels that you take things to is just absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been lucky. The last few months, I've gotten some awards that I'm proud of. But thank you.
Boy, you know, you should be very proud of what you've gotten. You know, earning the district academic All-American All-Regional awards. Now, give some idea, if you could, to our listeners, what a day is like for you on average. You know, being the student at such a highly competitive university, and also, you know, getting all this basketball time in as well.
Well, they're busy days. I usually have class to start in the mornings from like 9 through 1 or 1:30, and then come right over to the gym for practice and film and weights and any meetings we might have or any scouting we're doing or anything like that. And then after that, it's usually starting homework, and use the weekends as a time to catch up on sleep and catch up on some work you might not have gotten done during the week. And we're on the road a bunch, and you need some time to get ahead on class you're missing and things like that. So they're pretty busy days for us.
I'll say that's kind of an understatement. And the other thing that, you know, I want to talk to you about in addition to the regular things is you had a very busy summer as well, and I thought that that is absolutely fascinating that you interned for Congressman David Price.
Yep, I did. I spent 6 weeks in Washington, and I worked 4 days a week in his office just doing kind of what normal interns in on the Hill do. Which was a good experience for me, learning how congressional offices work and the legwork that goes into taking care of constituencies and then getting to do some pretty cool stuff. I got to sit in on some meetings he had with some foreign heads of state, so that was a pretty cool thing to be a part of. But it was a great experience for me. I'm a political science major, so it was good to see one path that is an option for me. Though I'm not sure. I'm not sold on it. So,
well, that's going to be my next question. So now that you've seen it, are you still interested in it?
I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air. I don't think I'd want to work in the congressional office, like as a legislative assistant or anything like that. Didn't seem like something, after seeing it for a few weeks this summer, I don't know that that's exactly what I want to do. But if nothing else, I learned something that I don't want to do, so it was helpful.
Which is just as important, I will vouch for, as you go
garner
experience in the world there. What was probably the one coolest thing that you got to participate in when you were there? There's so much great stuff going on down in Washington.
Yeah, I got to, there's two things I'll tell you. Congressman Price works on a committee. I forget the name of it now, but the Liberian president, the newly elected Liberian president, who is one of a few female heads of state in Africa, came for a meeting, and I got to stand in that meeting and see there's a bunch of Liberian parliament members, and she was in there talking, and so that was a pretty unbelievable experience. And then the other thing was it was the 40th anniversary of Title IX, so they had an event at the Department of Labor, and there was a basketball event there to celebrate Title IX, and there were some players from Georgetown and George Washington and a few other schools that came, and they invited me to play, and a few of the secretaries were there. Arnie Duncan played, and Catherine Sebelius, and Ken Salazar was there, and then Susan Rice, who's the UN representative, was there. And so that was a pretty cool experience to get to play basketball with all of them in the Department of Labor. So I think those two were probably the highlights of my summer.
Arnie can ball. I've seen him play in some of these games.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now I have a daughter, though. I've been going through all this college decision and stuff right now and all. And
mm-hmm.
You got a perfect score on the ACTs.
Yes, I did. I'm a smart kid, but I didn't expect that. So I was impressed with that too. I catch a lot of flack for it from my teammates too, which is a good thing. But
you guys sit around and discuss higher academics, or do you guys talk about basketball like everybody else and watching all the other games and the men's team?
We do a little bit of both. It depends. It sort of depends on the time of day and who you're with and what you're doing. I know I talk a lot with Allison Verneray, who's our only senior and is from France. We talk about some stuff because she's very in tune with what goes on in Europe more than anyone else really on the team. And then Elizabeth Williams is a pre-med, so she's a very serious student. And I haven't taken very many science classes while I've been here, but we'll talk about some things. And he's very aware of different things that are going on. So, but we have a fair share of just sitting on the couch watching ESPN, watching SportsCenter. So
now, on the basketball side of things, things took a big hit for Duke this week with Chelsea going down. How's the mental state of the team right now going into some big games this upcoming week?
I think it's really, really good. We talked Monday. We had a team, just a players-only meeting, and then we talked through some things. And then today we had our first practice since it happened, and the energy and the focus of everybody was really good. And I think we've done a good job responding to that. Obviously, Chelsea's not the kind of person you can replace very easily. But our focus is there, and I think we're ready to play and learn how this is sort of a new team we have coming out now. So we've got a lot to learn and adjust to, and it'll be a growing process for us. But I think we've taken steps in the right direction already, and I'm really proud of how we've handled it all the way around.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic though. The next big game that you guys play is the team that lost both of their point guards to ACL tears. So you guys just have to look to Maryland and say, hey, they did it. We can certainly do it.
Yeah. I mean, they've had people step up in big ways for them. And we're hoping to do the same.
You know, Haley, one of the things in looking at your game this year versus last year, there's been a marked improvement in the consistency. Just the things that you're doing around the glass and also with the jump shot, you just, amongst this unbelievable schedule that you keep and interning, you clearly worked on the consistency aspects of your game in the off season, and it really shows, and something you should be proud of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I think a big part of it was getting stronger and just knowing what it's like to be a post in the ACC for a whole season and how that wears on you. And then another part of it was just mental. And I tend to kind of relax when I see that, or when I think that our team should be able to handle a game. And I've done a better job of not being so focused on what our outcome is, but on how we're playing and how I'm playing and demanding that we're at a certain level every time we play. So I think it's something that I've kind of grown into as I've become more of a leader, because you start to understand that it's not just about winning or losing a game, but it's about being at your best every time you're on the court and pushing yourself to get better. And so that's, I think it's a product of that.
Now, was the UConn game sort of a turning point? Because, you know, the big focus in the aftermath was Coach emphasized that the team had not been playing full 40-minute games, that she thought it was 20 minutes. And it seems since then the team has really, you know, if anything, turned it on more in the second half as opposed to letting up like, you know, they might have in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it was a common theme, and it's not a good thing that it took us such a dramatic loss to kind of make us believe it. But we did our next few games, we did a pretty good job. We've had a stretch of two or three games where we have played well throughout most of the game, and it hasn't been a two halves kind of a thing. And we had a little bit of a relapse on against Wake Forest, but that's something that's going to be big for us as we continue through the rest of the season and as we grow and we're kind of figuring out this whole new situation. We can't forget what we've already learned this far in the season.
Well, it's certainly going to be an exciting end of the regular season in the ACC, and then, of course, all of the postseason tournaments as Duke makes a legitimate run at a potential number one seed in the tournament. That would certainly be something that would be a good starting point for New Orleans, would it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Coach B always stresses that not worrying too much about the seeding and focusing on what we need to do to grow as a team. But we definitely, I think, have some things to prove for ourselves and for and to other people. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. I think we're going to have a pretty good run.
Well, it seems like, with the exception of Chelsea, of course, you know, the other injuries seem to be finally getting off of the players on this team, and you're starting to get everybody else back at least to close to 100%. And there's some pretty scary talent on that team, and I think that absolutely Duke is still going to be a force to be reckoned with going down the rest of this way, even without Chelsea on the field, on the court.
Yeah, I think you've seen that lately with Elizabeth. It's just it feels more and more like she's getting back to 100% and mentally feeling really confident in her ability. We have Chloe is doing the same thing, and Riche coming off the bench is starting to get her feel back. So, they are still kind of have been in the process of working back into it all the way, and now kind of accelerated a little bit, but it was bound to happen during this season anyway. It was going to be an important factor for us, and it is now. But if we start to put all those pieces together, we're gonna have a really good end of the year.
Well, how much fun is it having Elizabeth behind you, knowing that she just erases so many mistakes?
It is. It's liberating, especially in our pressing and in some of our zone stuff. She enables a lot of gambling and aggressiveness, and sometimes you just think that you just got schooled on the defensive end, and then he comes up with a block and it makes you feel like you feel okay for a minute. But I love playing with E. We've grown pretty close, and she's a great player, and her blocks are just, they're really big energizers for our team.
Well, Haley, I want to thank you for taking some time out of a very busy schedule that you have. There is no doubt that the academic side of things is a focus in your life, and that there's a lot going on there, of course, in addition to the things that go on during the regular season on the court. Congratulations for being able to juggle those balls so effectively and earn the academic honors that you have.
Well, thank you very much.
Good luck the rest of the way, and we will look forward to seeing you in the postseason along with the rest of the Blue Devils. And enjoy being a college student.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.